And never trust anybody over 30, and maybe many of you who are listening remember all of that. And I think it is important to have an anthem for a movement. And I do hope that the sun, that, and goodness knows, with the image of the sunrise, there ought to be many a lyric that could be written. And maybe Gossamer Strings can do this and get famous all at the same time. Hello, the two of you.
Hello.
Liat.
Yes.
Tova Lise.
That's me.
I know it's you.
Yes. You pronounce my name very well.
I've done it before. You've coached me. Yeah. Kyle McGonigal. That's not so hard to say.
No, but you'd be surprised how many people butcher that.
Well, I'm sure I did once or twice myself, actually.
No, I think you got it straight from the get-go.
Yes, yeah. I need to play a good word here about the Poorhouse, which is a place you guys could play someday, maybe.
Yeah.
And then we'll come right back.
Okay.
Support for KPTZ comes from the Poorhouse, located on the beach at 2231 Washington Street. Craft beers, live music, and a spectacular view. Opened at noon and closed by midnight 7 days a week. Information at ptpoorhouse.com.
Yes, indeed. It is where all tossed salad hosts relax after the 5 o'clock closure of the show and invite station managers and wives and friends, and maybe Liat and Kyle would like to come down too. You're playing tomorrow night.
That's right. Yeah.
And not there, but you're playing...
not at the Poorhouse.
No, we're playing in Coyle at the Concerts in the Woods, and that is put on by Norm Johnson. And yeah, this will be our third time playing that. And yeah, it's one of our favorite concert series that we play. Norm is really sweet. The gig is really sweet. Last time we were here, we came a little earlier in the year and actually snowed really, really hard that day, and a lot of people couldn't make it. So we scheduled it a little later in the year, hoping April out. Yeah, trying April out.
I would think for a duo or a single person or whatever who write music and perform music that needs to be listened to, that you couldn't find a better place.
You really can't.
No, it's
up there.
Yeah, yeah, an attentive, sweet audience who are there to listen to the music, like you said. And it's such a gift that they give us to travel there. And I'd like to think that we reciprocate that gift with the music. And I hope it's on even standing by the end of the night.
So we can talk about other things besides the music later on. And here the memory gets tested. My recollection is that Liat makes underwear.
That's correct. I do. I like to call it lingerie. It's a little bit classier. But
no boxer shorts?
I do make some boxer briefs.
Yes.
But they're not my hot seller.
I can attest to her making boxer briefs.
They're mostly for Kyle and other friends.
Uh-huh. Interesting enough. That interests me personally, but let's have a song and we'll talk about that.
Let's, okay.
To hold and hope to mend, But if we break before we bend, will you recall it fondly then? Am I the one you're waiting for? And do you have the heart to try your hand again?
That a new song?
It is.
It's fairly new, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think you've heard it.
Oh, I don't remember it, but I have to say that just as a test of my memory, we don't want to do that. You have recordings, don't you?
Yes.
We have one recording, and that is actually on a new
album. It's one recording
album.
Of a whole bunch of songs.
Yeah.
And I don't think we have that here.
We don't have the new one yet. It has not come out. It's currently being... we're waiting on some artwork, and then it will be in production. So, yeah, it'll be coming out within next 6 months or so, hopefully.
So once you think you've done all the work, all the singing, all the banjo, all the guitar, all the writing, all the practicing.
And it's still not over.
And it's still...
it's always one
ages
more thing.
Away.
Yeah. What is the title of the new production?
It will be called Due to the Darkness.
New to the Darkness?
Due to the Darkness.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was a really great... sign we stumbled across when we were hiking in a place called the Effigy Mounds of Iowa, and it's a national monument. And
mountains in Iowa?
Well, they're mounds.
Oh, mounds.
Yeah, and there's that the indigenous people, they made these really cool burial mounds, or they actually don't know exactly what they're for, but when you see them from the sky, they look like bears and eagles and deer, and they're pretty large. And we were hiking around there, and we came across a sign that said, "Go no further, due to the darkness." It was suggesting that you not go past this point after 5:30 p.m. because...
It sounds a little spooky.
It does, yeah. I think they were saying, your car is really far away. If you go past here, past 5:30, you're not going to make it back in time. So that
due
was...
Due to the darkness.
Due to the darkness.
And is that the title of a song also?
It is yeah.
True, yes.
We can play that one later.
Later?
Yeah, we'll play that one later. It's in a different banjo tuning, so we'll have to wait on that.
Okay, well, sing... Oh, you have... That's not... Some of your lingerie in there, is it?
No, it's just a scarf.
Do you have a website for your lingerie?
I do, yeah. It's tovalicelingerie.com.
Your name.
My name, that's simple enough. It's my middle and my last name.
Uh-huh. And is this a business that... We've seen each other, 2 years ago?
It was last year, February.
It
was very new then, and it's still pretty new now, but...
Is it growing?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's growing.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Very much so.
Uh-huh. And you design as well as sew, of course.
Yes, and I do all the pattern making and
drafting. Well, I can't wait. So I'm going to dial. I have a computer right here, so we're going to look at... while you're singing the next song, I'll be playing with a computer.
Fair enough.
Looking up women's underwear.
Oh, come on. Don't make a sound like that.
May I have the pic, please?
I want to see the artwork. Tova L-I-S, right? Oh, there it is. Oh, wait a minute.
That's not it.
That is not it.
T-O-V-A-L-I-S-L-I-N-G-I-R-E. T-O-V-E-R-I-E.
Ooh, oops.
I'm not very good at spelling on command.
One more time. I have T-O-V-A-L-I-S.
Yes, and then lingerie is L-I-N-G.
Oh, please, slowly.
Oh, slow. L-I-N-G-E-R-I-E.
Ah, .com.
.com.
All right. Now we're good. What is this? This is...
I don't know what
knows?
That is.
Was racing shoes, 10 best sports cars. No, that wouldn't be you, would it?
No, that doesn't seem
oh,
to be
look at
thing.
Oh, hey. Hmm. Wow, that's nice.
Thanks.
Is that you?
I'm not going to say.
What's the next song? I better change the
next song. Let's do Following Through. Or what were you thinking?
Yeah, we can do Following Through, sure.
Sure.
You want to introduce the song?
Yes, sure. What are you doing over there? This is a song I wrote inspired by my friends who were figuring out their relationship. They had just started to be romantic after being just friends for a very long time, and it was a little bit of a difficult transition.
You know, I've never done that.
You've never done that?
I've never done that, and I don't think I ever will.
Yeah.
But it sounds like an interesting adventure.
It has been, and it's going really well for them now. Cool. It's been a few years.
You wouldn't know it by the song. The song leaves it on more of an ambiguous, sad note, which is more of our brand.
That's our style.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyle and I kind of started off like that, but we weren't friends for very long.
It wasn't very long before.
No.
You're not very old. It couldn't be very long.
Shall be, and I'm here biding mine till you return to me. Keep me in mind as you spread yourself thin, for mine is a heart you don't have to try to win. To waiting and waiting, please don't forget to think about me. Love has been following you. If only you try following through. Kept my heart warm as I pined over you. And you know I'll be fine if you leave me again, for with you I began, and with you I'm sure to end. I'll go back to waiting. Don't forget to think about me. Thank you.
that you hear me go, and you know, that was when you sang, "You held your tongue and I held my breath." Mm-hmm. Now that's a good line.
Oh, thanks.
That's wonderfully descriptive. Oh. Cool.
Awesome.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
Liat's really good at stuff like that.
I'll put it in the lyric book.
Oh, are you going to have such?
We will. Definitely. Yeah, we heard you interviewing Michaela earlier.
And we talked about it last year, too.
I talk about it every time.
That's great. Great. Now we know. Yeah.
And I think it is really important because, in concert, I mean, I can go back and listen to this. You know, I can listen to it over and over and over again. But I come down to the Laura L. B. Johnson Community Hall, and I hear you sing that song, and even if I'm not preoccupied by all that other nonsense that we know about, don't we, that crowds into the mind even when you're trying to listen to music, even if you're not preoccupied, you don't always make out all the lyrics. No. Then you guys work on your lyrics.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And so does Michaela. Did you know her before?
No, but we loved listening to that interview.
And we met her in the parking lot.
We did.
Perfect timing.
Cool. I'm glad you met her. Yes. That's cool.
So are we.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you notice I still have something boring up on the computer desktop.
Yeah, I think we should go to Kyle's website now.
Ooh. What is he wearing? Boxers?
You should be.
Yeah, I should be. Yeah, we should have a lot of. Yeah, you should be. You should be posing.
Kyle, you blush.
Yeah, you should be posing in your underwear, holding some of my instruments.
That's
I should
a
be
great
holding
idea.
My instruments. Yeah.
This is a growth industry, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of synergy between those two.
And Kyle's manufacture process is not quite so eye-catching, maybe, although that you made that instrument,
it
I'm
is
sure.
Eye-catching.
And it is eye-catching. Yeah, I'm
shiny,
wrong with what
almost,
I said.
Yeah.
McGonagall, it says right on the top with an M.
Yeah.
And what is that?
This is an octave mandolin, and it's shaped like a little arch-top guitar. And I developed it to be a easier to hold octave mandolin, because I don't know if you've ever tried a bouzouki or an octave.
They're awkward.
They're awkward. They're big and they sound wonderful and they're really fun to play, but they're just not pleasant to hold. And so I developed this based off of an old Martin parlor guitar. And except this is an arch top, and so it's fully carved. And
it is. I was going to ask you, it's a carved top.
Yeah, carved top, carved back. It's got a nice maple on the back there. Yeah, and it's really, really sweet tone.
Do you play instrumentals, or can you play a sample for a couple of minutes of something or other?
Yeah, sure. Let's see here. Rings out, and
it'd be interesting to hear that back to back with a bouzouki, for example. It seems to me it sounds quite the same.
Yeah, they're very similar in tone, very subtle differences. The bouzouki sometimes has just maybe a little lower resonance, which can sometimes be a little problematic when you're playing just as a duo. There can be some of that boominess that can kind of get in the way that maybe can stick out a little bit. This is all very subtle differences.
One could see that on your website?
Yeah, my website is McGonagall Mandolins or kmstrings.com.
KM Strings.
Uh-huh. You own both domains?
Yeah.
Oh, KM Strings is much easier to spell.
That's why it's there. But primarily it's McGonagall Mandolins because that's the name. And I do mandolins and octaves and bouzoukis, and also I built Liat's banjo, and I'd be happy to build anybody else a banjo who is.
Do you have projects currently underway?
I do, yeah. I'm coming back up to Washington in May for the LeConner guitar show, which is a big show where a bunch of builders are going to be, and I'm going to be at that, and that's on May 10th. And I've got another of these that's a little bit bigger. I have two different models of the guitar shaped octave mandolins, and I'm working on another of those right now.
You have people working for you?
No, just one man shop, just me.
Whoa. So how many hours in the one in your lap there?
Lots. yeah, under ideal situations, it can take me about 2 months to finish a project, and it's I don't even keep track because it would probably be kind of depressing. it's a lot of time, and it's, I'm not extremely efficient yet, and I think that's part of my craft is I take a long time doing a lot of things to make sure I get them right, and if something goes wrong, I'll redo it. And sometimes if something goes wrong on something I spent like a week doing, I will still redo it. And it's kind of fun that Liat will sometimes have a bad day in the shop. Well, she'll mess up a piece she was working on, and I try and cheer her up by telling her about all the things that I've spent a lot of hours on and then messed up.
Do you have a waiting list for instruments?
No, I do mostly on spec. I've got one that... I'm doing, I've got a custom order that I'm working on right now, but I don't have a waiting list, so.
So you would like to have a waiting list, or at least a next instrument, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I love doing on spec, but I like doing for order as well.
And do you have other approaches to instruments? I mean, you've kind of invented what you have in your lap.
There are other people who are doing this, and so this is kind of my take on. And it's pretty new, and I think my kind of unique approach to instrument building is I think that I take a long time doing things, and that I try and use minimal power tools as much as possible. Most everything is done by hand, and whether I'm holding a power tool, I try to minimize that amount of time. So it's mostly with planes and chisels and saws. And like I said, it's not very efficient, but it is it is fun to do.
But you like to do it meditative a bit?
Very so, yeah.
How many hours in a day can you work on an instrument before you get ants in your pants and have to move around?
Oh, that's a good question. I can really only do about one task in the shop for maybe a couple hours at a time before I have to do something else in the shop or run in, and I do a lot of computer work as well, and there's, you know, practicing music and working on the band stuff, so I'm kind of bouncing back and forth most every day.
But when you are in the shop getting ready for a big show,
yeah,
you can be in there for like 10 hours
I can bust it out, yeah. Yes. But yeah, when I'm in there, it's hard for me to do one of those, one thing for a very long time. So I usually have a few different stages of the instrument happening at once.
And you folks live in the country, don't you?
No, we don't.
We live right in town.
Right in Eugene.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Be nice to live in the country. Yeah. But
then we'd have an excuse for how little we leave the house.
I live in the country, and that is a good excuse.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have another song, please.
Sure. What do you want to do?
It's still going to the west.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just a tiny bit of banjo tuning. It's
a reasonable amount of banjo tuning.
Do it back.
We're going to do a tune that we learned from a few different sources. It's called Going to the West. I think we might have done this one the last time we were here. It's one of our favorite old-time tunes. And one of my favorite things about the old-time tradition is that it's encouraged to make the old songs your own, to be inspired by what came before, but really putting your own spin on it. It's not considered sacrilegious like some traditions can be. And so this is our take on this really beautiful song, and I forget all the different sources that we took it from, but some people added some extra beats, and we added some extra beats in some different places. And
I was most inspired by the Seegers.
The Seegers, yeah.
I think Peggy
Mike and Peggy had a recording of this.
And Penny as well. Oh, it was on there. Okay. In this fair land, I'll stay no more. Here labor is in vain. I'll leave the mountains of my birth and seek the fertile plains. I'm going to the west. You say you will not go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me no matter what I say. I'm going to the west. Okay. years have passed since first we met, and you became my bride. Now I must travel far away without you by my side. I'm going to the west. You say you will not go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me no matter what I say. I'm going to the west. I'll leave you here in the land you love, in this home we built and shared, with fragrant flowers bloom and music fills the air. I'm going to the west. You say you will not go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me no matter what I say. I'm going to the west. You say you will not follow me no matter what I say. I'm going to the west.
Do we know who wrote that song?
No.
No, somebody did. Clearly somebody did.
Somebody did.
Yeah. Not one that just evolved very much, I don't think. It's a song that describes real life.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
It really does. Yeah, that's a good point. There are some of those old-time songs that anybody, the floater lyrics from a bunch of different songs kind of coagulated into one, but that one feels...
That's like, very specific.
Very specific, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Radio station is KPTZ. We're in Port Townsend. Yes, it's the top of the hour, Kyle. That's indeed why I say that. And I'll have one more thing to do, and then we'll get back to some more music.
Great.
Right.
Yes, we're going to hear some good words about the Cafe Farms Reach.
Support for KPTZ is provided by Farms Reach Cafe, a welcoming place to meet for farm fresh, local, organic breakfast and lunch. Did you know they take orders for special desserts? Made from scratch with love. Located on Highway 19 in downtown Chimicum.
So those of you listening yesterday morning to String Band Theory heard me, rather than Dave Long, they heard me begin the show with a song called Biscuits and Gravy by Mike Lewis. And after Biscuits and Gravy was over, I said, on my way home, I'm going to stop at Farms Reach Cafe. And indeed, that is going to be my breakfast. And indeed, it was my breakfast. And indeed, it was made with love. And indeed, it was just dandy. This is Tossed Salad. The radio show is Tossed Salad. And I am Phil Andrus. And we have with us right now Gossamer Strings, Kyle and Lise. But we're also later on going to have another duo that I know not much about, the Lowest Pair from Olympia. The Lowest Pair to me is a pair of deuces. But it turns out that the title, the name of their group, comes from a song by John Hartford. In between, we're going to talk with people from the Key City Public Theater, the production Men on Boats. And I'm looking forward to that. And if you listen, and I'm sure you will because you can't leave these guys, you're going to be here at 3:30, listen, there's a surprise in store about Men on Boats. Don White, at the end of all the show, reads My Dead Brother Comes to America. KPTZ's website offers many valuable treats. One is the program schedule for KPTZ. And there's much going on the station that I would recommend. I kind of hesitate to name shows because I won't name them all and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but there's lots to hear on KPTZ. I have lately come to the practice of trying to make sure that I get the radio turned on at 7 o'clock every evening. That's one fairly solid thing to do, and there's some good 7 to 8 o'clock shows. And actually, one goes from 7 to 10. That's Bill Mercier's jazz show. That's Tuesdays. Now, I can also tell you the website offers program archive if you want to listen to Kyle and Lise for the next 2 weeks over and over and over again, or just once, whichever you wish. Program archive gets all of KPTZ's shows to you for 2 weeks on your computer. You can plug your computer into your sound system and listen to this show. I'm not going to be so snotty as to thinking that you'd want to hear it again, but perhaps you would. But you could hear any of the other shows as well, and that's on the website, Program Archive. The other and very important button to push on the website is Donate Now. Donate now, because this is a community radio station here. This is supported by the community that it is for. Is there a community radio station in Eugene?
Yes, we have a few, actually.
We have KLCC, which is the local NPR. We have KRVM, which is more along the lines of what this is. It operates out of a high school down there, and that's a listener-supported radio as well. And then we have
College Radio. KWVA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So have you played on these stations before?
We've played on all of them, yes.
Isn't it fun to be on the radio?
It's so fun.
Yes, it is indeed. Yeah.
And I have to say, I'm not trying to bolster your ego or anything, but this is by far one of my favorite radio things to play on. So thank you again for having us.
You're a great interviewer.
Yes, thank you very much. We love being here.
I like having you here. Yes. Do you know my neighbors? Have we talked about this?
We have.
Tom Fenollosa?
Yes.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So have you been
to his house?
Tom, yeah.
Bass player.
Yeah, plays the bass.
Oh.
Tall.
Yes, Tom. Yeah,
if
yes.
one of you were to stand on the other's shoulders,
you'd be about as tall as Tom. All over.
Yeah, we see Tom. Uh-huh.
All over all the fun music things.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see him sometime this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, he could come to his... No, he's not here. He's been. He may be on his way home. He and Dana have been in Chile all winter.
Wow. Yeah.
Excellent.
And I think that he's missed here because he's now become one of the bass players in demand.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, if you wanted to stop by and see him, you could stop by my place, too, because we live on the same property, but I guess that may not work out this time. You could come see me.
Thank you for the offer.
Yeah, okay. Next tune,
okay.
Yeah, so Liat wrote this song.
Pining for Michigan.
Pining for the Michigan Pines.
Yes, and snow.
If you find your joy in the unknown, you might leave me behind. But here stands a time in our hands to find our own way. And my demands shall be laid upon the land, and in time you shall fade. So I guess I'll find home. Ain't it strange to be home now?
Uh, That banjo really has power. How do you design power like that into a banjo? So much that it has lingerie in it to quiet it down.
That's interesting. I was really... Leah and I kind of designed that banjo together. She was picking out a lot of the components. That's an interesting thing about banjo design and construction, and is that unless you have a metalworking shop, you wind up buying a lot of the hardware. I made the neck and I fitted everything together, but a lot of it was just purchased. And so it was a lot of her running around playing as many different banjos with as many different components as she could to find the ones that she liked the best.
The size of the head and the tone ring were big components, the type of wood.
Yeah.
I would imagine, too, you're not very big, and you wouldn't want a huge banjo either, would you?
No, this is plenty big. This is just the right size. Uh-huh. It's a 12-inch pot, which is usually they're 11 inches is maybe the most popular, but I like the 12-inch pot.
And why the curved bridge?
That is a bridge I bought from Jason Romero, the banjo maker, and that's the only thing he sells. So fully made banjo. So yeah. I wanted something of his because his banjos are amazing.
And the curve helps with the intonation.
Oh, yeah. There's that, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's why it's curved.
The Romeros come to Port Townsend every year at least once.
Oh, yes.
For voice work. Ever been to Voice Works?
I came to Fiddle Tunes last year, but I would love to come to Voice Works. I want to do both.
So these folks are Gossamer Strings, Leah and Kyle. They will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's a long ways down, but it's a nice trip down.
It's a beautiful drive.
To the almost end of the, people will say, the end of the Coyle Peninsula. It is not that. It is the end of the Towandos Peninsula, where the community of Coyle is located. Mm-hmm. And the people who live down there that I know insist that be stated correctly. And they're not listening, probably, but I did it anyway, just in their honor. And it is, it was for us from Chimicum, it was an all-day round-trip bicycle ride. Mm. Oh. But in a car, I think, still, from home, Chimicum home, it may be an hour. Mm-hmm. But it's not a bad hour, and it's a beautiful place to, it really is a beautiful place to be. And
it truly is.
Norm was here, last week, maybe the week before. Norm is retiring, but not for a good while. It's interesting. He announced his retirement. I was thinking it would be soon.
Imminent.
It's not. It's the end of the year.
Yes, he books out very far in advance. Yeah. So.
Has he found a replacement? I mean, I guess we'll see him tomorrow. But
not that I know of. Mm-hmm. Maybe a team. I mean, who could replace Norm?
I don't feel like anybody can replace
Norm. I don't think
Norm.
It's too
it
likely.
Would be a big team.
There's no replacing Norm yet. Mm-hmm.
Well, I will just, you know what, we have 20 minutes. I much like talking with you, but I think it'd be a good thing for all of us, our listeners most notably, for me to be quiet and for you guys to sing some songs.
Yeah, sure.
Everything breaks?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of our songs have to do with heartbreak and difficulties of a romantic nature, which I think is kind of traditional in the country and folk. That's a pretty common theme.
Relatable.
It's relatable. This next song I think is equally relatable. When you sometimes have a friend who you're in a difficult relationship with that, you know, maybe you feel like you're not being a good friend, and sometimes we convince ourselves that we're not good friends to people who really aren't good friends to us.
Or maybe you're just not compatible. It's just a meditation on friendship.
And the difficulties therein.
Yes.
Sometimes there's a lot of heartbreak around friendships that maybe doesn't get as much radio play as the difficulties.
I believe there's a unicorn out in the next room. I'm not kidding you. I just saw a yellow horn.
Oh, yeah.
Are you expecting one?
No, I have never indeed expected a unicorn.
Oh, that's mine, actually. I booked that.
Well, thank you.
There's an app for everything these days.
I see.
I'll have to wait and see. Okay.
Have you nothing left to add to my long list of lies? Seems I spoke the truth, but a handful of times I traded my good vision for a cutting pair of eyes to see you in the dark. Thank you.
can keep pretending I've forgotten what you said. That your cold words no longer turn in my head. But what's the use in measuring the distance we have fled? And do you hold me as a friend? Watch you wallow in the depths of your despair, but I'm not one for following you all the way down there. I'll clothe you in forgiveness and I'll dress your wounds with care until you wear my generosity threadbare. You're a bold reminder of who I used to be, a reflection I don't want to see. But with the changing of the tide, there's been a change in me. I pain to watch you wallow in the depths of your despair, but I'm not one for following you all the way down there. I'll clothe you in forgiveness and I'll dress your wounds with care until you wear my generosity threadbare.
Lips are sealed. It's a concert.
Mm. All right, welcome to the concert.
Now let's do. She can't hear her heart.
Right.
She can't hear her heart. She can't hear her heart, but it's better than knowing. Knowing can hurt. In the cold of the winter, you shared in her warmth, but you turning her eyes. Will you be burdened by memories and the weight of your lies? She can't hear her heart. She can't hear her heart, but it's better than knowing. Thank you.
prayer when the darkness lays her heavy hand out. There will be no more waiting, no waiting in vain, and hope for tomorrow is all that remains. She can't hear her heart, and when she falls, she falls away. She can't hear her heart, she can't hear her heart, but it's better than knowing. Knowing can hurt.
I was talking with an acquaintance in the food co-op parking lot who apparently at least once listened to the show, and I had said that I was going to be silent, and then I couldn't do it. And this has happened before, and it's happened just now. I was wondering, did each or both of you write songs before you became a couple?
Yes. Yes.
Have you written songs? Did you write songs at the time about each other?
Not at the time, more recently.
But not, you didn't actually write songs longing for the relationship that you found yourself in?
I wrote that song, but not until like last year.
Okay. Safe time to write it, I guess.
Yes, I wasn't ready to write it while I was trying to get Kyle to be my boyfriend.
Right.
It wasn't safe yet.
And that was the first song we started with, was the song that you were kind of, that Try Your Hand was your song that was... kind of pining for me to get over myself and start to love you, I think.
You probably don't know the song, What'll I Do, by Irving Berlin.
No.
Quite a story behind it. The love of his life, married for 60 years, but when they first connected, he was a poor Jewish boy, and she was the daughter of a wealthy Gentile family. And her father did not want her to have anything to do with this, you know, who turned out to be one of the greatest songwriters of all time. Mm-hmm. Look up the song. He wrote the song when her father sent her to Europe to get him away, get her away from Irving Berlin.
What'll we do?
Yeah, what'll we do?
What'll we do?
What'll I do?
What'll I do? Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's many recordings of it. The one I like best is Cleo somebody, I can't remember her name right now. Anyway, but there's others. Mm-hmm. And it's fatalistic, and it sounds like they wouldn't have gotten back together. But in fact,
they did. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway,
ambiguous ending, just like ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not saying anymore.
Okay. You want to do Due to the Darkness?
Or let's do Sandy Boys first.
Sandy Boys.
I do want to say just about that last song. It's interesting that you asked about the songwriting, because I actually wrote that chorus to that song before Liat and I started hanging out, and then I showed it to Liat and I said, I just don't have anything to do with this, and she took it on a long drive down to San Francisco, and when she came back she had the rest of that song fleshed out, and we worked on it together, and it's actually the first song on our new album. It's that we enjoy it that much. So that was, when we first got together, it was very much me learning Liat's songs and her learning mine and kind of collaborating in that way. But now it's very, the writing process is a lot more collaborative. And we're going to do another old time tune.
Oh, right. Sandy Boys?
Yeah.
That.
We're going to do it quick, because then we're going to play our last original tune.
I do notice that cast members and director from Key City Public Theater's Men on Boats are walking towards the studio.
That's right. That's
great. Mm-hmm. I'll do this nice and quick. Here we go. Thank you.
get along, do. Uh-oh, Sandy boys, I'm tired of you. Who's gonna shoe my pretty feet? And who's gonna glove my hand? Who's gonna kiss my ruby lips? And who's gonna be my man? Sandy boys, do get along, do. Uh-oh, Sandy boys, I'm tired of you. Papa's gonna shoe my pretty feet, Mama's gonna glove my hand, Sister's gonna kiss my ruby lips, and I don't need no man. Sandy boys, do get along, do. Uh-oh, Sandy boys, I'm tired of you. Longest train I ever did see was 1,000 coaches long, and the only boy I ever did love is on that train and gone. Oh, Sandy boys, do get along, do. Oh, Sandy boys, I'm tired of you.
Grasses will take our rest due to the darkness. No further shall we go. No need to keep to the path. Just keep your eyes peeled for shelter. The light here, it fades fast. And all that's left is darkness. Desperate lands, battered and beaten and burning. I wouldn't last a day on my own. Further from home, I've endured fire and storm, and I've paid the debts that I owe, and I've paid my due to darkness. Desperate lands, built upon memories and water, washed by the rain, shaped by the wind. Grasses will take our rest due to the darkness. No further shall we go. Make me a blanket of earth. Cover me and let the time work. Forget me here beneath the dust. The light fades and so I must.
Desperate lands,
battered and beaten and burning,
I wouldn't last a day on my own.
And that's the first track of your CD that we're all waiting for, right?
It's the second track, but it is the title track, as
I
they call
see.
It.
Well, we're waiting, and we can see you tomorrow night. Laurel B. Johnson, Community Hall, 7 o'clock. Anybody needs directions, write to tossedsalad@kptz.org or just go to your computers. I will see you down there tomorrow night, I surely hope.
Oh, good. Excellent.
I don't know why not. I know why, I know why, and I don't know why not. So that should mean I will be there.
Wonderful.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you,
Phil.
Thanks
for having us, Phil. Thank you.
Wonderful time.